This is a CBC podcast. Money. It shapes our world and motivates our actions. Greenback or Loonie, the Current's new season-long series, Project Money, follows the cash and explores what the mighty buck means to all of us. Go to cbc.ca/thecurrent for more.
Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta, home of Refinery Row and Transmission Line Drive. And believe it or not, it's even prettier than it sounds. It's the Irrelevant Show!
Welcome.
Thank you. Wow. Is this heaven?
Almost. You can see it through those gates.
Oh, that's great. Is St. Peter around?
No, it's self-checkout now.
What?
You know, like at grocery stores.
I know what it is. I'm just really bad at self-checkout.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
Okay, how does this...
Welcome to Life Self-Checkout. Please scan yourself.
All right, that wasn't so bad.
Scanning. You are Brenda Johnson.
No, that's not right. My name's Dale.
Scanning. You are Brenda Johnson.
Oh, maybe if I put my arm.
Scanning. You are Dale Henderson.
There we go.
Please proceed to heaven.
Okay.
After placing soul in bag.
There's no bag.
Please place soul in bag.
No, there's no bag.
Please place soul in bag.
Does anyone have a bag?
Unknown item in bagging area.
I don't understand.
Unknown item in bagging area.
Well, what am I supposed to...
Unknown item in bagging area.
Hey, can somebody help with the...
Unknown item in bagging area.
Just arrived?
Yep.
How long before he figures out this isn't heaven?
This fall to CBC Television, Hollywood's greatest action movies with a Canadian twist.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
That's beloved Canadian storyteller Stuart McLean bringing his gentle charm to one of the most memorable lines in the history of film. And that's what you'll see every Saturday night as CBC presents The Vinyl Hollywood Movie Cafe. Your favorite scenes from action and horror movies presented by Stuart McLean. You'll see this iconic moment.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
That's right. Planet of the Apes, as only Stuart McLean can deliver it. You'll also see...
Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
And who could forget?
I see dead people.
And it wouldn't be a Hollywood movie without a riveting action sequence. Stuart McLean describes this unforgettable scene from The Godfather.
As his car rolls to a stop at the toll booth, Sonny Corleone hears the rat-a-tat-tat of a Tommy gun, crisp in the autumn air. He staggers out of the car, jerking and jumping like Dave that time he fell asleep on the anthill and woke up with stinging ants crawling up his leg, his picnic basket spilling sandwiches and strawberries all over the riverbank as a single swan cast a quizzical glance in his direction. The cars drive away and leave Sonny on the ground. I hope there's no ants there.
Action, drama, and the chilling suspense of The Silence of the Lambs.
It rubs the lotion on its skin, or it gets the hose again.
All of the Hollywood movies you love, and all the Stuart MacLean you love, together in one exciting package. The Vinyl Hollywood Movie Cafe, coming this fall to CBC Television.
Good morning, everyone, and what a beautiful day for a parade. I'm Nance Jimson, and here with me is the woman who organized this parade, Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Nance. Great to be here. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Stacy. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, what are we going to see today?
Well, Nance, I'm breaking up with my boyfriend, Jim.
With a breakup parade.
Yes. A lot of my friends break up via text message, but that seems so impersonal, almost disrespectful. So for this particular breakup, I thought a parade would be a fun and fresh way to end the relationship. There's something very final about a parade.
That's terrific. Who doesn't like a parade?
Well, if I do it right, Jim.
Exciting. So, how will this work?
Each of these floats represents an aspect of the relationship that just wasn't working. Like Jim, just not working, represented by this first float.
Ah, it's a huge bowl of cheesies on a beanbag chair.
I call it the orange fingers of sloth.
Fun. Now, I'm not exactly sure what's going on with these next floats.
Well, that one's everything he's ever done for me, and there's his net worth, all the birthday gifts he ever bought me, and the children we had together. Hi, kids!
Yeah. It's just a bunch of empty flatbed trucks.
It sure is, Nance. And the really empty one at the end is his promises. So many promises.
Wow, look at them all. And the next section is called Red Flags, and it starts with a fantastic underwater scene. What's going on here?
This first float is a tribute to his favorite movie of all time, 1996's Down Periscope, starring Kelsey Grammer.
I have not seen that movie.
It's a comedy about a submarine, starring Frasier, and exactly. But it's his favorite movie. He just laughs and laughs. I mean, it's got a couple of good moments, but really? Your favorite movie?
Wow, that is a red flag. Now here comes a float with, what is that, a giant spaceship?
That's a dart. He's very good at darts. At first I thought it was cool, but who's that good at darts? He watches darts on TV. He can have a conversation about darts. He buys dart magazines.
Yikes! Oh, hey, great, here comes a band. They're not very good.
Yeah, that's the self-centered marching band. They're all just kind of doing whatever they want when they want. Not checking in with one another. Just marching to the beat of their own drum. Sure, they seem to be marching in the same direction, but are they? Are they really?
Huh. Now, up next, this is strange. You have a float of undertakers.
No, those are his sisters. They're weird, right? They just dress like that.
And up next is, it looks like a car has turned into the parade route. Oh, some dumb person just drove right into the parade, just barged right in.
That's his mother.
She seems nice.
And finally, we have the can't take a hint float. And there's Jim on that float, just not taking the hint.
Oh, yeah. There he is, just waving happily. He's not really sure why he's here, is he?
Stacy! Hey, over here! Can you see me? Stacy! I'm in a parade! This is so cool! Hey, what's this about? Stacy!
Oh, Oh, and yes, we're beginning to see the pangs of sadness and understanding in his eyes as Jim is getting the hint right now.
Oh, wait, you're breaking up with me? But I was just standing on this moving thing because it looked fun. Oh, baby, come on, we can work it out. Come on over, we can watch Down Periscope. You love that movie.
And we wave goodbye to Jim, and this is goodbye for Jim and for all of us here at the Breakup Parade. Stacy, now that you're on the market again, you want to go for some coffee? Maybe watch Biodome with Pauly Shore? It's my favorite movie.
Oh, why not?
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta. For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either individual sketches or whole episodes, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. Our website also has web-only sketches, video, contests, and more. And if you have a comment about the show, send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca. Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by trains. Need to get somewhere slightly faster than a car, much slower than a plane, and way more expensive than a bus? Trains! We're still here. And now, please welcome today's musical guests, Jocelyn Auf, Kieran Martin Murphy, and Jan Randall.
Every night around 6:30, our telephone starts to ring. And when we look at the call display, it always says the same damn thing. It's Texas calling, Texas on the phone. Phone calls from Texas won't leave us alone. Just let it ring and ring. Don't talk Texas,
don't let them say a thing.
But maybe it's a distant cousin, could be a pal from years ago. Someone's leaving us their fortune. If we don't pick up, we'll never know.
Family from Texas, Texas on the line.
What if we have a friend in trouble, rotting in a Houston jail? What if we can help him out by answering and posting bail? He needs help in Texas, maybe I'll save his life.
Now don't you answer, I'll find yourself a brand new wife.
Soon they're calling before breakfast, try the afternoon, hoping that we'll change providers or book a second honeymoon. It's nonstop Texas, Texas on the phone. Phone calls from Texas won't leave us alone.
I finally picked up the receiver.
Texas, Texas.
It's been a month now since they called us.
4 weeks since I told off that jerk. Our supper time is sad and quiet now.
I'm not sure that our phone even works.
Nobody calls us. No one from anywhere. Nobody's phoning. Nobody seems to care. Now we always take the surveys. Now we buy all of the crap. When we're both home, we race for the phone.
I take it with me when I have my nap.
Phone calls from Texas. Phone calls from Tennessee.
My days are full now with people calling me.
Phone calls from Texas. Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further with the show, we recently had a listener ask us if he could take a few moments during one of our live recordings to make a very special announcement. That listener's name is Adam Brony, and he's here with us today. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Mark. This is exciting. Thanks for giving me the time here on the show to do this. I'm so nervous.
No, that's okay. Anything for a fan.
Not really a fan, but thanks for the time. All right, here I go. Sabrina, I can't believe I'm doing this. Sabrina, with all of these CBC radio listeners and podcast downloaders as my witnesses, I want to declare my unending love and adoration of you. You are the most wonderful woman I am ever likely to meet, so I just want to ask you, will you marry me?
That's great. So, Sabrina, where are you sitting?
Oh, she's probably at home right now. But I know she loves the show, so she'll probably be listening.
So she's not here in the studio audience?
Oh, no, but can we call her, or can she be patched through or something?
Yeah, well, if she's at home right now, she won't be hearing this for a few months. The show isn't live.
Yes, it is. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
No, I mean, it's not live to air. It's recorded live, but broadcast at a later date.
What do you mean? Isn't the show on right now?
Well, technically, yes, but not this episode. What's on right now is an episode we recorded last year.
Huh?
Well, here, I'll turn on our onstage radio and play what's airing right now.
Recently, we here at The Irrelevant Show had one of our listeners ask us if she could make an announcement on the show. Hello, Sabrina, and welcome to The Irrelevant Show.
Hi, Jenna.
Hey, that's my Sabrina. Hi, baby. Can you hear me?
No, it's not live, Adam. It's from last year.
Oh, right.
Okay. All right, Adam, I can't believe I'm doing this. I really do care for you, but I feel like we've been growing distant from one another recently.
What are you talking about?
Not live, Adam.
Right.
And even though I hate doing this over the radio, I can't bear the thought of breaking your heart face to face. I'm leaving you, Adam.
No! Give me another chance!
Not live. Recorded last year.
Turn it off! When was that recorded?
Well, last year, about 8 months ago.
That's around the same time she gave birth to that weird red-headed baby.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it was strange because we hadn't even been intimate for over a year, and then, bam, she had this baby out of nowhere.
I think you and Sabrina need to have a talk.
I'd love to, but I haven't seen her or heard from her since she moved in with her good friend Scott McGregor. Man, that guy was always around.
Adam Brody, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Great. Yeah.
The Irrelevant Show presents a deleted scene from Star Wars.
Luke?
Yes, Obi-Wan?
Your training as a Jedi is progressing well, but time is of the essence. Do you have any questions for me about the Force? Or anything at all?
Just one, but it's not really important.
Please, go ahead.
All right. You know what you said about the Mos Eisley Cantina?
That you will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Yeah. Yeah, so what was so bad about it? There was a nice five-piece jazz band playing and they were wearing suits.
Oh, well, there was that walrus fellow who said he didn't like you.
And you cut his arm off. Why did you do that? You can just wave your hand and control people's minds.
Well, how about that Greedo getting shot? That was pretty bad.
Yeah, he was shot by the guy we were meeting. And we're working with that guy now. The only people causing trouble were in our group. Everyone else was just sitting and drinking peacefully. What was so bad about it?
Oh, well, I meant it's the worst place on Tatooine.
Jabba the Hutt's palace is just down the road. He's got people chained up in a giant monster in the basement that eats people.
No, no, no. Mos Eisley Cantina is much worse.
How?
Well, Steve the owner was a jerk. He kicked me out. He said I was cutting off too many people's arms.
Well,
Let's get back to you stopping Darth Vader.
Okay. Is there anything I should know about him? Anything important?
Not that I can think of, no.
You've got no additional information, nothing that might come in handy later?
No
piece of information that maybe he knows, and if I don't, it could make a difference in a life and death situation?
Nothing that comes to mind, no.
All right. Then if we're done, I'm going to ask out Princess Leia. I feel a real connection to her. What?
Oh, no, nothing.
What?
No. You go, bro.
Do you know what could be in your house right now? Bedbugs.
Bedbugs.
Oh, yeah. And if you're driving in your car right now, you know who could be riding along in your upholstery? Bedbugs.
Bedbugs.
When you're in your bed tonight, don't forget, they like cotton, wool, satin, fabrics, sheets with a really high thread count. Bedbugs?
Bedbugs.
Uh-huh. They spread by creeping, crawling, sneaking, hitching rides in planes, trains, suitcases, and in your pants. They like jeans, leggings, jeggings, capris, breeches, pajamas, trousers, kilts, even corduroys. Bedbugs.
Bedbugs.
You like the movies? You know who loves movies? Bedbugs. Oh, I see you laughing, sir, in your blue shirt and pants.
Bedbug.
You're sitting in your theater seat all comfortable. You know who loves cushiony theater seats? Bedbugs.
Bedbug.
Word has it they can live for up to 15 years with no food, underwater, in a volcano, or in a sofa, just waiting for you.
Bedbug.
Bedbugs. Bedbugs.
been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Leona Browson,
Neil Gronn,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Werken.
Live music by Jocelyn Ault, Kieran Martin Murphy, and our resident composer, Jan Chips Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark.
Guest appearances by Karen Kogan and Chris Bulla.
Sketches were written by Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Aaron Eves, Sam Mullins and Chris Wilson, and head writer Neil Gronn. Stuart McLean movie consultant, Aaron Marple. The show was recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta.
Attention cat owners, we need your help. Next week, The Irrelevant Show takes you to a secret meeting of cats and reveals their plan to take over the world.
I have invented a thing called the internet.
Cats are using adorable internet photos to take over the world. Is your cat involved? Show us the proof. Go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow, upload your adorable cat photos, and we will blow the lid off this thing. Together, maybe we can stop the cats before it's too late.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.